This is episode number 68 of the Unknown Games Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian, and I'm, of course, joined by my co-host, Alex.
Hey, hey, what's up? I'm the Game Duck.
The Game Duck. The one and only Game Duck himself. We're here. And I got to say, once again, as always, thanks to everybody who is joining in, who's listening right now to the podcast. Well, you know. If you're listening via iTunes or Google Play or any of those, you know, Spotify, any of those services, can't say thanks for always being there. And of course, thanks to everyone who's on the YouTube now and listening. And if you're not, you know, just do us a quick favor, you know, drop what you're doing, go to your computer, type in Unknown Games Podcast on YouTube, leave us a nice sub, like the video.
It'd be funny if there's another like channel called Unknown Games Podcast and then it just subbed to the wrong channel.
I don't want to. Yeah. You know our faces. You know our beautiful faces will pop up. But I guess if you've never been, you won't know. You just have to listen to Alex's voice on the intro screen.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that intro trailer, man. You got it on lock.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, feel free to leave an audio review on iTunes or any of your platform of choice where you're listening to us. Leave a review for us. We love to hear some of those beautiful things you have to say. I do check them every once in a while.
Yeah, anything cool?
Not since last March.
Oh, shit. That was like a year ago, man.
That was a year ago. So we need more. That's what I'm saying, everyone. We need your help, your support. We want to climb the ranks. We want to be number one. Which we were number six in South Korea last week.
Really?
Yes, iTunes ranking.
For the gaming genre, for, right? Not all of.
For leisure in gaming, yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, it's pretty legit.
I don't know. Someone pushed us up. Someone pushed us up to the top right there.
Do you know any Korean?
Do I know any Korean? Like, how to speak Korean?
Yeah.
Annyeonghaseyo? Yeah. Is that how you say it?
I'm not sure. And I don't want to, like, say that I know because it's probably wrong. And
I've been to Korea three times. South Korea three times.
That's a bunch, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the food is great. I gotta say, if I have to choose between Japanese food and Korean food, like South Korean food, I'll choose South Korean food. It's spicy. The spice and everything is just beef. There's so much beef and like good seafood, but it's like cooked seafood. None of that raw stuff. We ain't getting into that raw stuff, which I'm used to now, but I'm just saying.
Wait, do you don't like sushi?
Okay, sushi is a weird thing for me because like, because, you know, like business meetings and things, like once you kind of have to have like a taste for it and people expect you to kind of like it. And it used to make me gag.
What? Really?
Yeah. It was
sushi's
equivalent.
So good though, man.
It's like the equivalent of natto to me. And then, so eventually I got used to it and I had to make myself like, I've convinced my mind if I just like eat it, it's fine. And because of that, all sushi tastes the same to me.
Okay.
The texture's different, but it all just tastes the same. I mean, I don't know. I know it's not the same, but I mean, are you a sushi fan? Did you eat sushi before coming to Japan?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, your selection like back home isn't too good, but yeah. So you'd have like tuna, which is fine-ish back home. Honestly, I'm from a part of Canada. We're kind of far from the ocean, right? So it's hard to get actual fresh,
like fresh fish. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the thing you'd be eating a lot of is like California rolls, which is not, I mean,
it's like the kind of sushi.
It's not really, it's kind of like Tex-Mex in a sense that it's like not, it's good. Don't get me wrong, it's not like sushi, but maybe a lot of California rolls.
That is true. That is true.
I'm honestly still a bit of a picky eater though. So my, like when I go out for sushi, or I haven't like in like a year actually, but when I was going out for sushi a lot, I'd be eating a lot of like salmon and tuna, like the basic stuff, really. Crab. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even eat crab for the longest time. Like, for real, it took me the longest time to eat, because I would eat like tuna, and then I would eat, of course, like, what is the egg? Like, just, it's just like egg.
Not even a fish.
I would have that.
And inari probably, right?
Which one is inari? Oh.
The tofu.
The tofu. Like, oh god, that tofu is godlike though. Yes. That tofu.
Also, what about you? Hamachi is really good. I don't know if you've had the hamachi, but
I feel like I've had it, but it's so weird because like I'll eat them, but I don't know them, and because of quarantine, we haven't been to, like, I haven't been to eat sushi in so long.
No, I haven't been to out for sushi in a long, long, long time.
Do you trust convenience store sushi?
That's all that I can have now. Like, I can't, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm not going out for kaiten sushi, it's got to be komini sushi. But like, actually recently I've been ordering my groceries online. That's a thing you can do, right?
Yeah, you can.
So I've actually been recently, like, when I do my groceries, I just get like a big ass, like, 20 pack of tuna nigiri or something like that, just because I like sushi, actually. But I'm not gonna go out to kaiten sushi anytime soon.
We're still on that inside. But I mean, so here's the most important question: are you with wasabi, not wasabi, and how many times do you dip in the soy sauce?
I like wasabi, actually. I love that shit. It gives me it's the, obviously it's not spice, obviously, right? But what it does is that it's supposed to cleanse your palate, so you can like get a hit of that flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So I always have my stuff with wasabi. Okay. As for dipping, it's just one per like piece. You put it in and then you eat it. Like
some people do like two or three. I've seen some dippers. Massive dippers, man.
You're not supposed to like. Oh, you mean like soak it up and then eat it?
Yeah, like they'll soak it up and eat it, and then, or sometimes they'll go back for more. And I'm like,
no, don't do that. Like, don't double dip sushi. That's disgusting.
I'm not a double dipper. I'm just saying.
The piece in one go. You eat the whole piece in one bite.
See, I can't eat it in one go, but that's because I take small bites. I'm just going to say, I'm going to tell you right now, I literally eat a Cheez-Knit. Oh, no, Cheez-It. Cheez-It. I can eat a Cheez-It in two pieces. Two bites.
That's like some kind of small animal. I've never gone out for sushi with someone who's like, who can't eat the whole like nigiri one bite.
It is, for me, I can't, this is gonna sound wrong, but I can't put a lot in my mouth at one time. Like, I can't.
But not even like a nigiri? I can understand, like,
I can't do a nigiri. I can't do one, like, one sushi. Even if it's not, I just can't. It's always two bites. Everything for me is minimal two bites. Even potato chips can sometimes be two bites.
Why? Oh my god, all right, that's fine.
Anyways, we're past our prime, our opening prime, so we're gonna move on into what we've been playing, which I think actually goes more to you than me, continuing your saga in Cyberpunk 2077. I think you said you finished the game, right?
Yeah, I beat the main story on Saturday. I didn't do all this, like, there's so many side quests in that game. I just did the character quest that I wanted to do, and then I did the main story. I finished the main story and then I'm done. Okay, I don't think I'm going to be playing any more of it. It's good though, but yeah.
Like, you just don't have any desire, or you're going to wait till DLC comes out?
I'm going to wait for DLC to come out. And because the other like quest that I haven't done is just stuff that I like kind of don't care about. It's like, oh, like steal this car. I'm like, oh, I don't care. Rescue this guy. I'm like, oh, he can die. I don't care. But you know what I mean? Like,
they're just kind of like meaningless side quests.
Yeah, I did all like the cool, like, important character side quests, like the major characters. You haven't played the game, so it doesn't matter.
No, you don't know
who these people are. But like with River and Judy, and like I did all those guys to figure out, like, to finish their
kind of stories.
There's quest lines until the very end.
Okay, I did those.
And then I did like the main story. I basically picked my ending. I saw my ending, and then I'm like, okay, I'm done Cyberpunk. I'm not gonna like play more of it. So like, there's a reason to play more of it.
All's in that ends well. I mean, I think the most important thing is that you had fun with it, though.
Yeah, it took me 57 hours. So last week I was like, probably I'll be finished at 60, and I was actually pretty close. So
that was pretty close.
57 hours, yeah.
You get what you paid for. Some people say you got almost $1 an hour.
Yeah, pretty much.
You got the mileage.
Yeah, the game was good, honestly. I know Like recently, CD Projekt Red put out like an apology video where it's like, we're sorry, the Cyberpunk kind of sucked, and we're gonna like work on the game some more. We're delaying the DLC for a couple of months until we work out some major like patches. So which is fine, understandable. Obviously, the game is still it's pretty buggy. I would honestly, I've had my fair share of bugs playing through the game, like a lot actually, like a lot of bugs.
What's the weirdest bug you've had
That's a good
so
question.
far?
Yeah, nothing
Out of
that was
all your
like.
bugs.
I had one that was kind of game breaking in the sense that it was like talk to this NPC to advance the quest, and I would go to talk to them, but they weren't advancing the quest. They were just giving me this like generic dialogue.
So you had to like restart.
I had to reload to an older save, and then kind of like try to like just do stuff in. I don't know. I had to like try to advance time with in a different location to try to get the person to like unbug their dialogue, basically. So that's the only time
What?
that I would say that it was game breaking. But thanks to the magic of autosaves, like I managed to get through it. But the other, I had a bug where it's so weird. I don't know why. It's hard to explain, but I was on a road. I was standing on a road, looking down. Looking down on a road, basically, right? And for some reason, the rightmost lane of traffic was just deviating and crashing into a bunch of pylons. Like every single car in the rightmost lane of traffic was just like crashing into a bunch of pylons, all the constantly. And then the NPCs that were driving the car were just like, "You maniac, what are you doing?" It's like, "Oh, what are you doing?" And I'm like, "What the fuck? Like, no one is trying
No one's
to
trying
do
to
anything to
do
you.
anything,
You are literally
right?
crashing into your own pylons. Like, what is happening here?"
So
It was the weirdest thing.
that
All
sounds
right.
insane, because like I honestly I was I've been watching a friend play through Saints Row 1 and 2, and that sounds like some Saints Row 1 and 2, like just random stuff. Like the AI is just literally getting hit by a car. Like random stuff is happening. You're like, oh my goodness, games have come so far. And then like you have this exact experience, and I'm like, oh my goodness, games have
Yeah,
come so far.
it's super buggy for sure. But like I said, there's only one instance where I said it was like game breaking. I had a good experience with the game, honestly. I know a lot of people are hating on it on the internet, but the thing here's the thing, is that if you go into the game and you're not expecting it to be like the most amazing game in the world, like it's obviously not the second coming of Christ or anything like that.
It's
It's
not
just
it's not The Witcher
it's a
4.
video game. Yeah. It's a video game, and it's a good video game, honestly. I think like is it the best game that I've ever played? No, it's not by far. Is it the best game that I've ever played in the last 5 years? Honestly, probably not either. But it's still
It's
a good
still a
video
good
game.
game. And
Yeah.
I think a lot of people when it used to come up a lot of the times, like w review scores, right? Like, what is a good review score? Is a 7 a good game? Is an 8 a good game? Is 9 and 10? Of course, the higher you get, the better it is. But a lot of these kind of games that you give like a 6 or 7 to, just like you'd watch a B or C rate movie that you kind of classify, like you can have a good time with it. And that's fine. You just have to know what you're getting into. Also want to give a shout out to Ehe up in the chat. Can throw us those
Yeah,
super bucks.
one more. Well, he didn't donate to us, but he
No,
should.
he should. He should.
I should just sub to him on Twitch, but yeah.
For being in the chat, so welcome here. But yeah, that is the thing with Cyberpunk, and we'll talk about it a little bit later. I've got the video, and we'll kind of let it play on stream. Not all of it, because it's a 5 minute apology video. But so that's what I've been playing. And what do you are so you're going into Yakuza Like a Dragon now? Like,
No, actually, I'm jumping back into Rise of Two.
ooh.
So
What brought that on?
well, I mean, I just want to play
You missed
it. Just
you
all.
didn't miss her? You didn't miss Ryza after seeing your cyber compatriots for so long?
No, yeah, no, she's fine. I mean, she's cool. She's looking fine as ever. They
You
announced
know
some
it.
DLC for Ryza 2. It's the
Really?
swimsuit DLC. Yeah, it looks really good. So I'm probably gonna buy that. Yeah.
I mean, she's basically almost wearing a swimsuit with a jacket. Swimsuit with a jacket.
No.
No, it's not. It's not a true swimsuit, is it?
She has like a shirt on, man. Like, jeez. I don't know, man. This isn't the 1950s, man.
This is a 1950s
I don't know what swimsuit
super.
you're talking about. Yeah, she's wearing a shirt, man.
We're
But
confirming right now. She's wearing a shirt. But yeah, I mean, so how far are you in Rise of Two though? Because I remember
like
you,
2 hours.
2 hours. Yeah. Okay. I remember it was pretty early, and I keep looking at the game, not two but one, thinking I want to buy it. I don't know. It's the same thing I have with Code Vein, right? I think I want to buy it, but I don't really like. I haven't really just had that, like that split second moment of I'm gonna buy it. I just keep wanting to buy it. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's a good RPG. If you like JRPGs, it's good. Like, it's just, yeah, it's a solid JRPG.
Oh, man. Yeah. I feel like I should just do it. I should eventually do it. When it goes back on before its $39 sale, maybe one will go on for a little bit cheaper, hopefully, this year. Who knows? I might do that. But yeah, that's sounds fun. I haven't been playing much of anything. I played some more Nier Automata over the weekend. Every time I hop into that game, it's still good.
Yeah, it is good. It's a good game.
it's probably one of, like, I don't feel like I've missed anything when I've, like, stayed out of it for, like, a week or two. And when I come back to it, it's just, that music puts you back at home. I'm not going to lie. That music just puts you back at home. And I love, like I said, I love the dialogue between everybody. I did start Stardew Valley. A friend of the show, redeemed her points on the Twitch channel. And by the way, you can follow myself and Root on Twitch. I'm Ninja Tricks and he's Root24. We stream on Twitch. Be sure to go follow us. Well, I'm playing some Stardew Valley, and this is the first time I've ever played like a Harvest Moon-like game ever.
Yeah, how do you like it?
It's good. It's good. It's overwhelming at first because I didn't know what to do. There's just like, oh, you can farm. And then it kind of expands, like you can go to the mines and you can kind of do like a little RPG thing. And then you can fish and then you can gather things. And it doesn't really tell you how like you should be playing it because there's no real way to that you should play it, right? You can farm. I really enjoy just talking to the people, and you can just talk to the people. The days will always progress. You're still going to go through the year.
Yeah, you can like meet some of these guys. I think you can date pretty much anyone. Not everyone. You can date like a lot of people in that village.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like marry them. Yeah, kind of.
I'm still trying to find my best girl. But every time I thought I found a best girl, she was already married, and I'm like, man, this is messed up. Why do I have eyes for only the married women in
this
town?
That's a sin in the Bible. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, I just had to, and that was today's. This is the title episode. That's a sin. Oh great,
yeah, that's a sin.
But I found myself really liking fishing. I don't know what it is. It's just, I guess, because it feels like a nice little game. And so fishing and going into the mines and kind of exploring, and I've really gotten into that. But it was interesting playing multiplayer because people were able to help me so much, and I was like, oh my goodness. I kind of understand what to do a little bit better. Not a lot, but it almost felt like the reverse end of if I were playing Monster Hunter for the first time.
Mm.
Like, I need someone to kind of help me figure it out a little bit. I don't know. You've played Stardew Valley, right?
Yeah, I played a little bit of it, yeah.
Did it feel overwhelming to you at first? Like, you wish you had a guide or something? Or, like, you didn't know if you were doing things right completely?
I mean, kind of. I've actually never really played a farming sim before, but I know that, like, with games like Stardew Valley, there's no wrong way, really, to play the game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Honestly, you could probably just, like, load up the game for the first time, not have any help, and it might take you, like, a long-ass time to really do anything, but mm-hmm. there's no, like, failure conditions, I think, right?
Right, right. Yeah, there's no failure conditions to it. So in that sense, like, it's always, every time I've jumped into it, it's been fun and kind of just doing things for a day. Every day I wake up and I set a goal. Maybe I should do that in real life. Stardew Valley teaches you how to live in real life.
Yeah, exactly. Just lust after your neighbor's wife and all that kind of that stuff.
Look,
sure, yeah.
Look. Once I found out they were married, I was like, nah, I'm out. I'm good.
You sure?
Time to go find someone else. I'm sure. I'm positive. This man is like painting a dark picture. Crazy thing is, I looked up my name. I'll get into that story later. The meaning of my name. It's actually very bland. Did your name mean anything? That sounds horrible. What does your name mean?
the game duck?
Oh, no. You're, what is
like my
Alex?
Real name?
What does Alex come from? Yeah.
Like, Alexander, probably. I don't even know. It doesn't matter. I got it. I have never really thought about it.
I looked it up, and like, my name is like Adrian. So it's like person from, the only thing is like, there's the Adriatic Sea, and uh-huh. it just means person from that area.
Oh, it's fucking boring, man. That's
it. It is the most boring thing. I was like, really? This is what I have to look forward to for the rest of my life when someone asks, oh, what does your name mean? It's like, from a place I'll never go to.
Okay, so Alex, as the male Alex, I guess even if you are the female Alex, it's probably the same, but it's Greek, like a lot of names are, and it says man's defender or warrior.
That's kind of hype. That's kind of hype.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
it's
kind of
hype. It's better than this person from a sea. Might as well call me Aquaman or something. Like,
geez. I wonder if it changes meaning if it's Alexander. Defending men, defender of the people, protector of men. So basically the same. Yeah,
that's a nice. I would like I said, I'll take it. I'll take that over what I got.
Sure. Yeah.
It's like I want to change.
It's your name now.
Name.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, it's your mine. Name now. Yeah, you can take it.
Just I'm gonna call myself Alex now. It's Alex and Alex. It's to double A.
A and A. Yeah.
It's
sure.
A and A.
Yeah, alcohol's anonymous.
Hey, that's new show right there. Welcome to A&A. That's actually not bad.
It's not like a law firm almost.
It's almost like a law firm. It's also American Airlines and also Alcoholics Anonymous.
Sure.
Never realized how many things could be A&A, but we're going to move on to our next little segment here, which I don't know. I know Stream will hear this. Alex, I'm sorry you won't be able to hear this wonderful sound, but we're going to talk about your brownie.
Sure.
And our Japan life.
Yeah.
I just wanted to spice it up. I love you, like, probably listening to this. He's like, what the? What?
No, I'm watching VTubers right now, so I don't care.
So you said you had a brownie from the convenience store?
Yeah. So like,
it's a giant brownie or something. Like, what is?
Yeah.
This?
So we were at Family Mart, which is one of the major convenience store chains in Japan, right? And then we saw like a brownie packaged in like a, it's hard to explain. I mean, if you live in Japan, you probably be able to picture it. But it's like a bag of brownies essentially, but it's like a plastic tray, so it keeps its shape.
Okay.
Like a lot of stuff is packaged like that in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just feel, oh, there's like brownies in here. So we like bought it, me and my girlfriend, and we took it home. We opened it up. I was expecting like, you could feel the plastic tray. So I was expecting like four brownies because of how heavy it was and the shape of the tray.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out it was just like two big ass brownies.
wait, it's an, like actual brownie though, like an actual.
Yeah. Pretty close to what we
was. Was it one of those like fudge or just normal chocolate?
Chocolate, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Fudge brownies.
It was a bit drier than the brownies that I like, but it's pretty close to like a brownie that I would have back home.
See those moist brownies? That's where it's at.
Yeah, for sure. But so instead of having like instead of being like four normal sized brownies, pre-cut in the tray, it was just two big ass brownies in this tray, and I was like, well, I guess one for you, one for me.
One for you, one for me, one for breakfast, and one for
I had half of my kind of thing. I had half a brownie last night, and then I had the other half today. But it's like, I usually don't eat sweet. I don't like sweet things, to be honest.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I don't eat sweet things very often. Like,
dude, sweets are amazing.
I don't eat a lot of sweet things. I honestly can't. Like, when it comes to like a box of chocolate, I can have like maybe two before I feel sick. I'm not even kidding.
Like a box of, when you say a box of chocolate, you mean like a little like a candy bar box, like.
No, I mean like fuck, pot of gold or like, you know what I mean, like that kind of stuff.
I mean, I don't think most people can eat boxes of chocolate, right? Like I can't. I can eat a box of candy corn. I can eat 2 pounds of candy corn.
Absolutely vile. But
that's the only thing I can only do that with, that and marshmallows. Those are the only two sweets I can eat like that.
But you know, like pot of gold, like a box of chocolate, like Forrest Gump kind of box of chocolate thing, right?
Sure. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what a pot of gold is, man. I've never.
If you don't have, I have a pot of gold in America?
I don't know. I've never heard of it. Because, like, I mean, like, there's candy bars, and there's bags of candy, but there's not like a box of chocolate unless you just make chocolate and then put it in a box. That was weird.
Sorry, you've. But you've seen Forrest Gump, right? You know the famous line from that movie. It's like, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
Right.
That's and he's holding a box, and he's holding a box of chocolates.
Oh, Oh, okay. I got you now. I got you now. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. Okay. No, I understand now. Like, if you were to buy something for Valentine's Day or whatever, and it comes in a box and there's like little mini chocolates in it, and there's this like, 15 pieces kind of thing. Am
I
I still?
can't believe we I can't believe we had to I can't believe we had to take a detour to explain the concept of a box of chocolates. But yeah, I can't have more than two of those before I feel like sick. I feel really ill.
I think that's normal. One, I think most people can eat one if they really want to, and two is pushing it. I think that's normal.
Oh, it's like so sweet. I never eat sweet things. Like I feel physically ill. So when I was eating this brownie cake, I felt really sick like today. I didn't feel good. I didn't feel good at all. I was like really not feeling great because the brownie itself was like loaded with chocolate chips on the inside. It was good at first. Like your first bite, you're like, oh, that's delicious.
And it
And
was
then like
too
you just
powerful.
keep yeah, you keep eating and you're like, oh man, I don't feel good.
I've
So
had
yeah.
some of those things like in Japan where it's like, 'cause like sweet stuff in Japan is unnaturally sweet. Like it's got like sugar in it, of course, like real sugar, but then they sweeten it more for some reason. Like even like salty stuff like Cheetos, you know what I mean? Like Cheetos will be sweet for some reason, or like I don't know, some things just taste sweeter than they should
Yeah,
taste.
it's weird. Yeah, I know. I'm like bread is sugared for some reason. Like bread is a slightly
That
sweet. Yeah.
yeah, that sweet bread that's sweeter than it should be. It's not like Hawaiian rolls, but it's
It's like normal ass like sandwich bread for some reason is sweet. I
just
don't know
sweet.
why. Yeah.
And it makes sense. Like when you go to when you if you ever go to like a Japanese school, like a middle school or something, and you walk around and you just see all these like cavities in these teeth, and you'd be like, oh, I know why. You brush. They
Have you ever
br
had have you had oh shit, forgot what I was gonna say. Like have you had like Mushipun or something?
Yes. I love Mushipan.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
You have it with some milk too?
I just have straight up Mushipun.
Dude, put some milk on that and it just ooh, some good eating. We're gonna get fat. If we're already not fat, go play Ring Fit. I should play Ring Fit.
You've even on a Switch though.
Well, when I get my priorities straight, I'll own a Switch and then I'll own Ring Fit and then I'll do Ring Fit before bed.
Okay, do it.
Sounds like a challenge.
Yeah,
Yeah,
you have to buy a Switch first.
it's like not a Switch Lite. You need to buy an actual Switch. You need to buy the actual real deal Switch on that. Anyways, and kind of going along with that question about the convenience store, we've got a question from a user fan. I don't know. I was trying to think of something to call a listener. There we go. Listeners, listener.
Yeah, where's
There
that
we
a question?
go.
Man?
look, man, just I am doing the best I can to figure out this new little thing. I don't know. We call it like, should we call it like questions from fans?
Sure. That's fine.
All right, we'll call it
So want
questions
like
from
a
fans.
question from fans, listener questions, caller questions? I don't
Listener
know.
questions. So we have a question from Kaito, and you may remember him from writing in about a year ago, actually, on one of our older episodes. But he wants to know what our favorite convenience store is here in Japan, out of the three or four that are here.
I don't know. Out of the ones I live close to, probably Family Mart, but I'm gonna mix it up. I'm gonna say Daily Yamazaki.
Whoa. I can agree with
Yeah.
you right there. You gotta
Yeah.
explain why.
'Cause some of the bigger Daily Yamazakis have a bakery section and they'll straight up like make their own food like in the convenience
Yes.
store.
Yes.
So you can go to some of them like in the Tokyo area, especially probably other. I don't know, is Daily Yamazaki Tokyo only? I'm not sure. I think so.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, but in any case, so you go into like a Daily Yamazaki, one of the bigger ones, and just go to the back, and they like make at the convenience store sandwiches, like kare pan, like deep fried curry buns, I guess.
It's so good.
Yeah, and just a lot of like random stuff, like
I mean, there's like fried
croissants, and
chicken and I mean, there's fried chicken
yeah.
everywhere, but they have like it in different styles. And of course, they also have I used to eat breakfast there when I would go to work. They just had like some good breakfast food too. Like I don't know. It reminds me of
Oh
like a
yeah.
Shell service station back in the
They also
US.
have like what they call like the Bakudan onigiri.
Ooh, those giant, I mean, it's like
Yeah.
bombs, big
It's
bomb
like a
size.
really big onigiri that's just like stuffed with whatever they call them, the Bakudan, like meaning bomb.
Yeah. It's
Yeah.
those are good. Those will fill you up. Those will legit fill you up. Like
Yeah.
one of those. So that's a good
So yeah.
choice.
Daily Yamazaki.
daily Yamazaki. I do second that. I second that. I guess my favorite is still, man, I lived next to this mini stop for so long. I refuse to say mini stop. And mini stop's known for their ice cream, their soft serve. They're like the only convenience store that has like a soft serve machine. I don't know why they're the only convenience store that has it. Like no other convenience store can have a soft serve because of this. It's strange. But I don't know. 7-Eleven is still killing it for me, man. The
Oh, yeah.
sandwiches. Lawson's typically has the best sandwiches. Seven has the best bentos, but I went to a Seven recently and the sandwich game was on point. Like they had like that juicy ham sandwich. It's just like four slices of ham, kind of. And
Oh,
typically
yeah.
they're like thin, but this was actually thick. Like I actually was like, whoa, I can actually tell I'm eating ham in here. Like I was surprised. I was surprised. And they have the best salads. I think they have the best salads. Like the noodle
I would agree with
salads.
you for the. I think Lawson like usually has really good sandwiches. I went to a Lawson recently and I got Baby Star Ramen like that. It's
Oh
not ramen that
yeah.
you. Yeah, it's ramen snacks like you're meant to eat them dry. Called Baby Star Ramen. They had like a chicken katsu sandwich sprinkled in Baby Star. It was pretty crazy, but yeah, I had that. It was at Lawson. It's really good. You should try to find it if you can.
Man, they took all the Lawsons away from me here. There was a
What do you mean they
Lawson's.
took them away?
They took
Like
them away. They took them away.
you don't deserve this Lawson.
There was a Lawson's like right next to not that far from me, about equidistant from the seven, but then like it just turned into an AU store.
Oh, weird.
It was really weird. And I was like, I know people went here. I don't know why it just closed. I don't know where it moved to either. So it was kind of sad, man. I missed that Lawson's. I miss it. Anyways.
Yeah, I don't know. You should start your own Lawson franchise. Like just have a
Just
Lawson, just
start
run
my
a
own.
Lawson.
Just
Yeah.
run a convenience store.
Yeah,
Just
do it. Be a Tencha. Be a Lawson Tencha.
how does that even work? Huh?
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't know how to do that. Like, don't you have to work your way through the ranks or something like that?
Isn't it like a franchise? It's like McDonald's back in North
You
America.
have
You
to
could just be
apply.
like, yeah, you can just be like, I'm gonna be a franchise owner, and you basically just like have a building, and then you apply to like the Lawson company, and you're like, I'm gonna build a Lawson, and they're like, okay, go for it, dude. And then you like basically run your own Lawson. I'm
They
assuming. I
would
don't
have
know.
me on the news,
Yeah.
brother. I would be on the news. There would be like
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
local
yeah.
resident of this town who's been here for X amount of years is paying his dues back to the community by opening up a Lawson's.
Yeah, I want to find out. Like, can you just start a Lawson? Like, I
I
want to know, man. That'd be funny.
feel like you. Of course, you need the capital and the money to do it. Like you said, you
Yeah.
definitely need that building. So as long as you have that building,
Yeah.
maybe, and it meets regulations and has good traffic, maybe
Yeah.
so. Maybe so.
I'm gonna find out.
You can
And then
be.
if you can do it, you're gonna be a Lawson owner.
How can I own a building if I can't even own a Switch, man? This is some backwards logic.
Don't know. Oh yeah, here we go. There's a website for it. Yeah, like Lawson franchise owner bullshit. Like up accepting applications for Lawson
Oh
owners.
my goodness. They're gonna ship me out to God knows where. They're gonna ship me to the middle of nowhere to get some training. Like, if you can survive this, you can survive anywhere. I'm like, oh.
I mean, you obviously like this Iwate, Saitama, Fukushima.
I've been to Fukushima. All these are middle of nowhere areas, dude.
Yeah, Aomori,
All
Tochigi,
these are middle of
Saitama,
nowhere.
Yamanashi is here.
All these
You're
are.
probably gonna there's one I think at least within the like 3 kilometers of where you are now, but definitely not where exactly where you are now. I mean, there's a couple here in like Tokyo, but I don't think you have the capital for these. Anyways, my point is you can be a franchise owner if you want to be.
I can do it. I can do it.
You'll let
Well,
your dreams be dreams, yeah.
just do it. Just do it,
Just be a franchise owner, yeah.
Just be a franchise owner. And with that, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back with the news of Cyberpunk and I don't know, Apex, FF7 news. I mean, it's a pretty decent little weekend news. Keep it short, keeping it real. So we'll catch you on the other side of the break and have a, yeah, come on back. And welcome back. or for some of you who never left,
welcome. Come on back.
Yeah. What the Game Duck said. What the Game Duck said. So this week it's been pretty light for news. I mean, it's still the beginning of the year, so not much is happening. And that's cool. That's cool and all. I'm cool for just relaxing in the news. But we did have a story that came out, a couple stories. So there was one big story about Cyberpunk, and we don't want to harp on it too long because I think that the main thing that we want to say is just go play the game. If you want to play it, go play it. If you want to wait for it to get good, wait for it to get good. Or vice versa, you know what I mean? I don't want to poop on it.
Although, to be fair, if you have a base PS4 or a base Xbox, then...
Maybe not.
Maybe wait.
Probably.
Maybe wait. Probably. But if you have a capable PC or you're playing on a PS5 or an Xbox Series console, then you're probably fine.
Yeah, that is very true. I'm going to flip over to this story from... Oh my goodness, do I have this on? Do I have it on? Alex, I lost all my notes.
Damn.
Alex, I lost my sticky notes.
Yeah, there's no more news.
All the news is gone. All my there's my note list. I got it like magic. I was afraid I had lost all of my notes. Everyone's like, what the heck are you talking about? Anyway, so we got on the screen right now. I believe this is the co-founder of CD Projekt Red, Mr. I can't say the name perfectly, but Martin Iwinski. And there was an apology video. It's about a 5-minute video that went up over the course of, I think, last week sometime.
Like Friday or something.
Yeah, it came I don't want to say it was out of the blue per se, but I just wasn't expecting it per se. And, you know, it talks about how they tried to make the game a huge undertaking. It was a very ambitious game, making the city to where it's open world. And, of course, not loading and just having that, you know, managing the data for that. And just how that didn't work the way that they wanted to. I figure, why let me explain it? Let this man explain it himself.
In the game, everything is not stretched out over flat terrain where we can make things less taxing hardware-wise, but condensed in one big city and in a relatively loading-free environment. On its own, this is a challenge, but we made it even more difficult for ourselves by wanting to make the game look epic on PCs and then adjusting it to consoles, especially old gens. That was our core assumption, and things did not look super difficult at first. We knew the hardware gap, yes, but ultimately, I think that time has proven that we've underestimated the task. To give a concrete example and the main culprit, we had to constantly improve our in-game streaming system for old-gen consoles. Streaming is responsible for feeding the engine with what you see on screen, as well as the game mechanics. And since the city is so packed and the disk bandwidth of old-gens is what it is, it constantly challenged us. Every change and improvement needed to be tested, and as it turned out, our testing did not show a big part of the issues you experience while playing the game.
Okay, and that's pretty much where I think most people will stop, because after that he goes into talking about how they sent out the PC review codes first, and then about a week later or so they sent out the current gen, the console reviews. But I mean, it kind of, you know, it's nice that they put this out, I guess. It actually confirmed what we hoped wasn't the case, because we were like, what? How does you, I mean, we talked about it on the show already about how we thought you would develop first for the current gen consoles and then next gen stuff for PC. And which, you know, he actually says, like, hey, we wanted to make it super epic and make it really nice on PC. So we did that, and we hope to scale back the other way. So they ran into that, and of course other problems. But to make matters worse, and I don't know if you've seen this story, have you seen this story from Bloomberg with Jason Schreier?
No.
So this came out, I believe, a day afterwards or a day before. It's like right around the same period of that video. And he interviewed 20 current and former employees from CD Projekt Red, and just about the game and looking at it and talking about how, you know, what it was. And it some people kind of agreed that, yeah, they knew about the issues on the next on current gen stuff. Some people kind of were like, yeah, we didn't really understand it that much. But I like what he actually says here is that the report talked about BioWare Magic, which involved working. And this is for BioWare, but this kind of
thing
with Anthem, that, hey, it's going to be okay. Hey, it's okay. And in the case of them, you know, BioWare did the Mass Effect series, and it's like, we still pulled it off. And in this case, for CD Projekt Red, it's The Witcher 3. Like, hey, we did The Witcher 3, and it'll be all right. It'll work, you know? And, more news came out here about how the demo that they had for E3 2018 was actually mostly faked, similar to the Anthem demo, because Anthem looked pretty promising. I don't know if we did the podcast back then, but we probably talked about it in the office or like at work or something. Like, Anthem looked really fun, right?
I might have mentioned it somewhere somehow. I'm like, yeah, game looks pretty fun or it looks all right. I mean, I like Mass Effect for sure, and mm-hmm. I think at the time, I was a little intrigued, but yeah, no, it looked like a decent game. Yeah. I guess it wasn't.
It died. Yeah. I mean, we talked about how the studio like just went just bye bye. Just I don't know. It's one of those things. But some of the features, just it was really interesting to read this story or read parts of it. And if you want to go read it, just definitely go to Bloomberg. You'll definitely be able to find it. Just how the game was kind of a mashup of a single-player RPG, but also Grand Theft Auto. But at the same time, some of those systems weren't fleshed out. I don't know if how did the police system feel to you in the game?
Like, oh, yeah, system? No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. So basically, like, you'll do a crime, police will just suddenly appear. They'll like spawn in front of you,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, "Hey, don't do that, criminal man." And then honestly, if you just run away for like a block, they'll just disappear.
They just disappear.
There's no, like, I'm not kidding, man.
But they just disappear.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. So there's no consequence for killing a civilian. It's kind of, which is good sometimes, because sometimes I'm just driving my car, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm doing this super hard turn. I'm basically drifting on a corner, but the car like kind of swings out and I hit a guy by accident and I just kill a civilian completely on accident. And then the police pop up and they're like, "Hey, stop," and they're shooting at me. And I'm like, "Oh, I don't give a shit." And I'll just like drive for a block and then they're gone.
And they're just gone.
Which is, I'm honestly happy for that, because if they had proper chase AI,
mm-hmm.
that one mistake would piss me off. Because I'd be like, I'm just trying to get somewhere.
You're like finding the silver lining in all of this.
but yeah, no, to answer your question, it's pretty broke. Chase AI is non-existent. Yeah.
So apparently that was just added like weeks before the game came out. It was just kind of like added. And there really, are a couple things really, that are, yeah, are no, that were like that.
doesn't work really well.
So hopefully, and I guess the thing for me is, and I've heard some people also say this, like, and I just said this, like, a lot of people, amazing people, worked on this game, unfortunately sometimes in overworking conditions, but they still put everything they had into it. And hopefully, you know, this isn't the first time we've had a game that's come out and underwhelmed people. You can always go back and look at, I was gonna say No Man's Standing, No Man's Sky.
Yeah, but they turned that game around.
They turned that game around big time. And, you know, maybe, you know, these guys, they've worked, these guys and girls, they've worked hard. And I hope and believe that they can do it as well. And we'll all be able to play Cyberpunk with no bugs one day.
Are you ever going to play Cyberpunk? Or you just
I still want to play it. Because, like, similar to how you played it, I'll do the same thing. Is that I just want to do the main story. I don't want to get too tied up into side quests. I can barely handle near side quest.
I did a bunch of side quests because I would be walking down the street and I'm like, oh, look at that, a gang fight. And I would just like step in.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Or I would be like driving. I'd be driving, you know, somewhere and I'd like see this thing and I'm like, oh, I'm going to hop on my car real quick. And then I would just like do that thing. But I did for sure did the main story side quests, like the character side quests, mm-hmm. just because I kind of like the characters.
Okay,
I mean,
okay.
Like, I want to learn more about this guy, and I want to see where it's going. I did those and the main story quest, and a bunch of, like, weird-ass side quests. But I left a ton on the table, so, you know.
In that sense, that's a good thing. I mean, that's a win for them, at least that, you know, you were able to remember the characters and want to go further in the characters with them. And moving on, you know, Valve had their Steam year in review. And some cool, I guess these are all cool stats. These are all, I mean, they're just stats basically of PC gaming in the 2020, which we knew games had gone into overdrive because we're all stuck at home and people. Have
yeah,
been
I think they,
stuff.
I saw somewhere that like 20 game spending was up 27% or something last year.
And in terms of new people who bought, like who just use Steam in general, I thought this was a cool stat because, 2.6 million people bought their first game on Steam in 2020.
I wonder what it was, like Among Us maybe or something like that. Like
it could be like, yeah, you know what, Among Us and Fall Guys, those games that, you know, people were looking at streaming pretty much in the news all over the place. I think that's a good guess right there. And of course, you know, playtime with that playtime goes up, but 62.6 million daily active users. Like, I don't know how many people are in X amount of countries. I'm really bad with statistics and numbers and facts.
Mm-hmm.
Am I qualified to do this podcast? Anyways, but that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. It's a lot of people playing games. 50.7 more hours played compared to 2019. And this doesn't take into consideration, you know, Epic Game Store or Ubisoft's, you know, all these other platforms. This is just on Steam alone. So 20% more games purchased. I purchased a lot. I'm part of that issue. Friggin' Steam sales.
Yeah, I mean, I think for you, it's because you kind of recently got into PC gaming.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a brand new world for you, and you're like, Steam sales. Yeah, I've been PC gaming for a while now. I tend to not spend as much on PC sales just because I already own most of those games. Also, and like, I know the rhythm of sales now. So if I didn't buy a game this month, I'm like, wait for like Chinese New Year or something, like the next sale.
So I'm like,
it's fine. I can hold out. I don't need to buy it now.
So honestly, until I started streaming, I didn't buy any more PC games. I used to buy a lot of PC games. I had like in a library, I think I had like 100 something plus games in my library, and I never had a PC to play them. Never had a good PC to play them. And I kept telling myself, one day I will. And then I think right when I moved to Japan, I said, you know what? I'm going to stop spending money on PC games, like buying stuff I can't play. And so this was last year was the first year I honestly, earnestly just bought them, and I just kept buying, and I was like, oh my goodness, I can, let me grab this. And the good thing is that I was going through the ones that I bought at a steady pace. So I'm happy on that note. But VR apparently, you know, Half-Life Alyx sold really well. Apparently there was a 71% increase in VR sales, with Alyx making up 39% of those in VR games.
That's cool. I mean, that's really exciting for VR gaming. I mean, I still feel like VR's niche in 2021, but still, those are good numbers.
Those are good numbers. So if you're looking to get yourself an Oculus 2 Quest or Oculus Quest 2 or any of those headsets, go ahead and do it. Get into it. I like I said, I want to get into it. See, it's either that or I get a Switch. Unfortunately, the Switch has Monster Hunter Rise, so getting a Switch.
Yeah, but rumors are it's coming out for PC.
Don't tell me the rumors. Let me be in denial when I find it out. And I'm like, why did I buy it now? Anyways, Apex Legends Season 8. We got a new trailer coming today, man.
Oh, shit. Season 8, huh?
Yes, we have a new trailer. One of their stories from the Outlands, Good as Gold, is going to drop at 1 a.m. here in Japan. That's going to be on, by the time you listen to this podcast, it'll already be up. So go check that out. Season 8, I'm excited. I haven't played a lot of Apex in the past 2 weeks, but, you know, I'm excited for whatever new modes they're going to give us. The holiday event was actually kind of fun. I enjoyed that. But, yeah, apparently King's Canyon is back right now. I think it's until, like, the 28th or 29th of this month. I don't think it's indefinitely back.
Yeah, it's back for a little bit. Mirage Voyage is on King's Canyon, actually. I was playing last night.
Is it the same? Is it, like, just the same?
It is basically the same. It's in the southernmost part of the map over the ocean, so if you kind of mess up your drop, you literally just plummet into the ocean.
Wait, you mean that part where there's nothing there?
Yeah, you know, what's it called? Salvage? It's by Salvage.
Yeah, where, right? Skulltown used to be, or
Yeah, but further south of that. So it's over the
it's
water.
Over the water.
Yeah.
Oh my
goodness. So if you try to land on Mirage Voyage actually, and then you kind of mess up, like I actually almost fell to my death last night. I like bounced off the railing and I was like, oh shit, and it's like air strafe back onto the ship. You fall off, you're dead.
Well, that's good for all the people. That's good. I'm guessing it's tethered and you just have to tether your way back on. That's crazy.
There is to get onto the ship from not the drop,
like,
ship. You got to take a jump tower.
Oh wow.
If you want to get off it, you need to use, remember in the Holiday Express event on the train tracks,
jump
there was those
things?
Like those big ass jump pad geysers. There's two of them on the ship, and that's how you get off.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And then coming with season 8, which I think is probably going to be sometime in February, which is the second year anniversary of Apex.
Maybe something like that. Yeah.
I think. It's been so many seasons in just one, you know, or 2 years. But we have potentially a new legend called Salvo.
Hints of Salvo actually already on Kings Canyon.
Which I was trying. So I was reading this story and I was like, what's a Salvo? Yeah. What is this?
I think his alt, like part of his alt is randomly dropping on the map.
Just like explosives or something? I heard something
about
explosives.
It's like a bomb, or you can hear it. It's like a bomb that lands and it just gets stuck in the ground. And then if you shoot it, it explodes into like a ring of fire.
Oh gosh.
So I'm pretty sure that's basically what is alt, because that's what Apex does. You know, they always hint the next legend with their ability
inside the map somewhere.
Yeah, it's like Octane, like before Octane came out, there's like a random jump pad, and then
Horizon, there's the little gravity lifts that
lifts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And what are the other hints?
I don't know if Watson ever had anything. I don't think the earlier ones.
No, but they hinted at Loba kind of when the vault was empty, like the vault key. You would go to the vault on World's Edge and it was actually just empty, and there was a Hollow Spray in there before Hollow Sprays were even announced.
Crypto was the kind of hacking
hacker,
probe.
Yeah.
He was hacking the banner stuff, yeah.
Right. Anyways, so there's random bombs that just drop on the map, and then if you shoot them, they explode in like fire. You haven't played Titanfall, but it's kind of like Scorch's canisters, but yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I think they're calling him, potentially the new legend will be called Fuse.
That's what we're hearing,
and the setting backdrop, of course, this is all about the Syndicate, and we've had some teasers with Watson and Crypto talking about the Syndicate and so many different things happening with that, and I believe even the kind of games that are happening now with the kind of Rumble situation, I forgot what it's called, but
Fight Night.
But yeah, so anyways, go check out some of the cool things happening in Apex, and be sure to play it. It's a fun game. It does cool things.
Yeah, but you haven't played it recently.
But I haven't played it recently. If anyone wants to play some Apex with me and get some L's, you're welcome to.
What is that? What's an L?
It's a loss, man. It's a loss.
Oh, that's your end goal? It's like how fast can we die?
How fast can I die even if I'm trying to live long? Yes, that is exactly, that's the end game. And then some news that I know you're probably excited about, the some new trademarks for Final Fantasy VII were filed.
Yeah, I heard about these.
Ever Crisis.
Yeah, EC, right?
EC?
Advent Children, Before Crisis, Crisis Core, Dirge of Cerberus, Ever Crisis. So A C B C C C D C E C.
Oh no! Don't Kingdom Hearts it, man.
That's what it is, man. Did that not dawn on you?
That didn't dawn on me. I don't want to think about. I don't want to think about those things.
Yeah, Advent Children is AC. Before Crisis is BC. Crisis Core is CC. Dirge of Cerberus is DC, and Ever Crisis is now EC.
Oh my goodness, I give up. Well, there's Ever Crisis. They also trademarked the First Soldier, and also the the Shinra Electric Power Company logo.
How is that not trademarked already?
I don't know what that's about. I don't even know what that's about.
I guess it wasn't trademarked before. It was just like a design, like like, what's the word when it's not a trademark? It's like a, you know what I mean? Like, there's a,
it's not a, wait, what else is there? There's trademarks, patents, and copyrights. Is there something else?
Yeah, like maybe, so I'm not too familiar with this. Maybe if we had a studying lawyer in chat or something to help us out, but like, they probably owned like the Shinra logo in for design. Like they owned the design, the Shinra logo, but but it technically wasn't a trademark is what I'm guessing. And now they're fixing that.
Well, hopefully that's the case. And I don't know. I'm hoping we do get this Ever Crisis.
Do you think it'll be? Do you think it'll be a remake of Crisis Core? Because I was talking about this on one of my streams last week or something. How Crisis Core is like one of the only FF7 games that's, well, other than Dresden Servius, but
yeah,
that's trapped on a platform. Like you cannot,
and that mobile thing.
Before Crisis, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So but, basically all of them. But,
all of them.
But yeah, if you want to play Crisis Core, you can't. You need a PSP. Because the thing about most popular PSP games is that if you have a Vita or a PlayStation TV, you can actually just like download a digital version of the PSP game.
Right, right.
Like you can do that with Valkyria Chronicles 2. You can do that with Valkyria Chronicles 3 in Japan. But you cannot get a digital version of Crisis Core. You have to get a
physical
PSP
that
has a disk drive, and you have to find a physical copy of that.
Which,
God help you. Yeah, like
I need to finish I mean, it's right next to me. I was playing it up until FF7 came out, and I'm in the last chapter, actually. I'm in the very last part. I think I talked about it on the podcast, but I finished fighting Sephiroth. I really like that game. I really do. And I like, you know, I didn't like Cloud before. And then playing, you know, with Zach, man, Zach, my boy, you know, I'm about Zach. So I was super happy playing that game. And then, you know, I gotta say, you know, remake actually made me like Cloud. Like I actually was like, oh
yeah, no.
Okay.
Remake Cloud is pretty good. I like Remake Cloud. He's cool. I wonder what's going to happen in the next part, but yeah. And then there's the First Soldier, which people are saying is going to be a Sephiroth game.
A Sephiroth game, which I don't know. I don't want a Sephiroth game.
Why not?
I felt like Crisis Core gave me enough about Sephiroth, like about him, that I was happy.
Sure. Like because he's like him, he's like kind of normal in Crisis Core.
He's normal.
Bit,
yeah. He's normal. He's actually a good guy, and it shows his process of going to you know Sephiroth, as you know. And I like just seeing that. I don't need to play as him. I can do that.
I wonder if it's like the final mission would be like, now burn down this town. Like, okay. Yeah.
Call of Duty style, gonna burn down this town. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's for Soldier. And then who knows what the Shinra thing is gonna be. I don't know.
Maybe they'll light up the sky in Tokyo Tower again with it or something.
You never got to see that, right?
I never got to see that. COVID.
Yeah.
Man, COVID taking every.
Damn shame.
Oh my goodness. I forgot you got to see that.
I went in person. Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was really cool, actually, because it's like, it's your mission to find like the sky materia. You're like, okay. But yeah, no, it was chill. I didn't record a lot of it. I might have a couple of videos on my phone.
You had a couple of videos. I remember posting one, but...
Yeah.
Hey, Japan, hopefully COVID go away. And then closing out the news, I'm going to go brush through all these stories. But this is actually just interesting, only in the fact that a couple of the days that Sony has dated some of the games during its CES conference... Project Athia and Pragmata were the ones I was more kind of interested in. The rest are, you know, they should be coming soon anyways, is what I would think. But Project Athia was that Square Enix game that we didn't know, like, what is it going to be, a Final Fantasy game? What is this thing? But
is Pragmata the Capcom one?
And Pragmata is the Capcom one. So Pragmata, I'm just thinking 2023 is just...
Holy shit.
What? it literally has... It probably does not even have a date. Let's just say it's 2023 for real.
Okay. Ghostwire Tokyo, though, end of the year. That's all right.
Project Athia, though, January 2022. There we go.
So, ooh. Yeah, a year from now, yeah.
Which I was like, okay, that's actually further along than I would think. And then, of course, Kena. I know a lot of people are looking forward to Kena. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be March, so that's soon. March and April this year are going to be legit. I think Switch has got a good March and April.
Yo, yeah, you know what I'm looking forward to? I'm waiting for FF7 Remake exclusivity to end on PS4 because that's when they're going to drop probably the PS5 version and maybe the PC version.
I totally just, I had that story up and I was like, this is going to happen anyways.
And I'm going to buy it again.
You're going to give more.
I'm gonna buy the game again.
I found the most obscure Square Enix trailer, not trailer, but game. On the Humble Bundle sale, if you want to go look at the Humble Store. They got their winner. Yeah, it's not up here, but go check that out, by the way. I was going to ask you about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it.
So the buns themselves are actually flavored?
Yes. So have you ever had an El Chiqui bun from Lawson?
Yeah, how you can buy it?
Yeah. This is the same thing. So you go to the bread section, and they just have like a straight up a bun with sauce on it, and then you're supposed to go buy the bun and also buy a famichicky and then put the chicken
in the bun,
in the burger, in the bun rather, and you have a chicken burger.
For everyone listening, the famichicken, Family Mart chicken, is it a thigh or a breast?
I don't know what the hell it is. I want to say it's a thigh. I want to say thigh, but it could be wrong.
It's like a boneless thigh basically, and it's breaded, but the way that they keep the juice inside of it, that grease, it will literally spew out.
Oh, but not as bad. The greasiest chicken I've ever had is the Nana Chiqui.
Oh, the Nana Chiqui is messed up, bro.
So the Nana Chiqui is the one from 7-Eleven, Nana being 7, right?
Yeah.
So 7-Eleven, like all the convenience stores has their own fried chicken. So it's the Nana Chiqui. That's the worst one. For sure. It's just bad. I bit into a Nana Chiqui and just grease exploded out of it onto my jeans and I couldn't
Yes. And you can't get it out.
Wipe it off because it's like oil. It's just grease.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, fuck. Oh my God. Yeah.
I had that. I bought a new pair of pants. These pants cost me like 60 or 80 bucks or something. And I was just walking. I'm like, oh man, these pants look good. I'm looking good today. Got that. And then all of a sudden, take a bite. What is this?
Was it a Nana Chiqui or was it a famichicky?
It was famichicky.
Because
it was back when I was
they're oily for sure, but for sure for me the greasiest is a Nana Chiqui.
Oh man, but yeah. So just going by, if you want to look at these stories, look them up for sure. They're little fun little things, but there was a little Xbox kind of Walmart kind of thing going down about a denim controller. It doesn't exist really, but it was just a nice little fun little thing that they made.
There's no the thing you have on screen here says, as you can see in the tweet above, but there's no tweet. Would you buy that if that was real? Would you buy that?
I wouldn't buy it and use to play it. I would have on display. It looks cute though. I'm gonna say that is actually
so you would buy that and put that on your shelf.
I would put that on my shelf. It is an Xbox controller that has been put in denim jeans.
What would you put in the pockets?
I don't know. I want to put little figures in there, the really small ones.
I would put a Cheeto. Emergency Cheetos. You're gaming and you're like, oh, snack.
You don't want to get them dirty. It's so cute. It's like a little, it's so cute. This controller is so cute.
Emergency Cheeto.
Oh, man. So, anyways, that's going to do it for us today. That was the last thing I had in news. Just keeping it real, you know. It's a good episode, though. We finally made it. Yo, we finally made it. Next week is your show. It's your show. 69. Big flip.
It's just all porn.
Don't do that to the show.
An hour of pornography.
I don't think we can do that on YouTube. I don't think that's
YouTube. Yeah, for taking it to X video. Follow us on X videos.
We're not on any of those sites.
That'd be so funny. That's so funny. I'll make an account.
you go ahead and do that. You won't find me with you. It's we get the big bucks. So anyways, but thanks for everyone who's joined us. Ehe, remember to give us a super chat. I'm talking to you, Ehe. Remember, super chat us next time you're here. Well, leave that and let that sink in. But for everyone else, you can always follow us on our social media at UGP_cast. That is for Twitter and Instagram. And be sure to leave a nice review of the podcast on iTunes. And also, leave a message on Twitter. Crap. Why do I keep I call Twitch and Twitter the same thing. Like,
you can also leave an actual voice message on our Anchor page. Just do that. That's pretty cool, too.
That is pretty simple, yeah. Anchor.fm/UGPcast. There we go. So go ahead and do that. And remember, follow Root on Twitch.
Twitch.
Root24, R-O-U-T-E-24. And follow me on Twitch at N-I-N-J-A-T-R-I-X, Ninja Tricks. Yo, real talk, though. I watched. So Gutex put up a video.
Oh, shit. Did
oh, he? I watched it. It's a 20-minute video explaining about why PogChamp got taken down. And for the first 5 minutes, you're going to ask yourself, wait, is that Gutex?
Okay, just give me... Okay, just we're supposed to end the podcast here. Just answer this one question.
Yes.
Is it crazy, yes or no?
It is crazy.
All right, that's fine. All right, thanks, everyone.
It gets crazy. It gets crazy. Anyways, remember, you set the tone. Go play some games. Have fun with your life. And stay safe. We'll see you next week for episode number 69.
What? Holy shit. It's a time loop. It is 2020 again. Oh, no.
We'll see you for episode number 69 of the
Unknown Games. All right. 69
of the Unknown Games podcast. We'll check you later, everybody. Peace.
Peace.